No one wants to work. It's a phenomenon I've never seen in my life, ever. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't conservative mumbo jumbo. It's the truth, man. Facts don't lie. I'm a facts-based guy. Check this out. Literally, there are hundreds of thousands of jobs open. No one wants. Really good jobs. Across the board. Don't just blame the restaurant owners or bad guys. It's ridiculous. That's absurd. People love that business. I loved working in that business. Check this out. Let me read this. Adrian's Pizza up Thompson Run Road. We greatly appreciate our loyal, patient customers. We love and value our hardworking staff. We are doing our best, even though we don't have enough hands. Man. Food supplies are through the roof, harder to source. Man. They have a sign in the window at this Adrian's Pizza joint. It's supposed to be really good. We are short staffed. Please be patient with the staff that did show up. Man. Please be patient with the staff that did show up. No one wants to work anymore. It's a fact, Jack. Prove me wrong. I said this yesterday, and I stand by it. I should make a T-shirt. If someone tells you they can't find a J-O-B, they're lying. I hate to name call, but they're a liar. We're going to get into this. I'm going to do a whole hour on this as the week progresses. I'm going to get the folks on from Pitt, Ohio, which is an insanely successful trucking company. And one of the greatest men I know, Chuck Hamill, they have 200 openings for drivers. 75 to 100,000 a year, and you come home for dinner every night. No one wants to work. Prove me wrong, man. Prove me wrong. And it has to be beyond the, well, they just want this unemployment crap. Because plumbers are hurting. They can't find plumbers. That's 75 to 100 grand. Can't find anyone to work in lawn and garden. Can't. You can't. Go to any retailer out there. Target, Walmart, Costco, Lowe's. I was at Lowe's. I love Lowe's. The nicest people on earth. One woman checking everyone out. I asked her. She said, we don't have enough people. It's bad, man. It's a disaster. What the hell happened? It can't just be you're getting that extra unemployment. I had to grab one of the best restaurateurs I've ever known. Glenn Hawley owns Napa Prime and Off the Hook. Morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm excellent. Good morning, Marty.
Glenn, how long you been in the biz, as we like to say?
Oh, my. Well, started as a dishwasher at 16, but let's that was 100 years ago. No, ownership for 20 years, 20 plus years, actually, probably 25.
All right, so in 20, 25 years, have you ever seen it this bad with folks who don't want jobs? Ever?
No, absolutely not. This is, I listened to your opening. It is a phenomenon. It's something like we've never seen. Now, before the pandemic, when unemployment was really, really low.
Right.
It was still a little tough to find, you know, staff, but the difference was you would put an ad out, you know, Craigslist, Indeed, however you advertise for employment, and you would get three or four people come in and apply. You would get those same three or four people to come back for a second interview, should you choose, and then you could make good hiring decisions. You weren't getting many, but you were getting, you know, three or four people for sure that probably, I would say, qualified. Let's keep it simple, not to disparage anyone. Now, we are running ads. We had 22 for food server positions. About 50% don't respond to your phone call. So they sent the resume, they responded to your ad, they don't respond to your phone call to set up an interview, whether you text, email, call. Of the 50% that show, then you, I'm sorry, of the other 50% that you schedule for, about 50% of them show. So you're already knocked down. Then of those that you schedule a second interview for, maybe one comes back.
What?
And that's not just my story. That's not because of Off the Hook or a standard that we do or Napa Prime's attention to detail. That is what is going on in the industry right now.
It's a disaster.
It's on front of the house, back of the house. It's really virtually the same. It's not anything I've ever experienced, and there's no combating it at the moment except continuing to run ads. But I'll be honest with you, is we all run ads for employment, and I'm saying all of us, keep it restaurant business at the moment. You're just stepped on. You need to run your ad again every single day because there's another, 35 restaurants come on top of your ad, that are out there. So,
Glenn, what is it, man? What is it? What happened? What's going on?
I know we do really know and understand that, yes, the unemployment and the extra assistance is a major part of it. I'm not going to deny that COVID is a challenge out there for X people, but that's not the big one. Oh, I don't want to go back into this industry. That bothers me to no end. I think that's a big lie.
I think that's bogus. That's bogus. It's a joke.
We have lost. We've lost some long-term employees that have actually gone into, and I hate using this also, but their professional career or their lifetime career. Because don't forget, it's not just the restaurant that's hiring, it's a financial institution. We lost a guy, great food server, is getting to work for a company based out of Michigan, but he's able to work at his house here in Pittsburgh. But it's his career that he went to school for, it's what he's doing, and I can't deny it, I'm happy for him. So there's not everybody out there is hiring, and some of our industry is moving into what they call their professional careers. It bothers me because food servers, cooks, bartenders for us, I mean, they can make pretty serious money. And don't let anybody talk to you about wage rates. Wage rates are increasing like unbelievable.
Hey, how many, Glenn Holly with Napa Prime and Off the Hook, as I run out of time here, how many people are you short as you talk right now? How many?
I could probably use 6 food servers at Off the Hook and probably 4 at Napa, and then back of the house, probably 3 cooks each, probably.
And you're losing
we're
money.
Surviving.
And you're losing money as a result, right?
At the moment, at Off the Hook, we aren't taking as many reservations on several of the nights that we're down servers. And all of our staff is working extra. I mean, we're not beating them up.
Amazing.
But we ask people, hey, can you pick up Monday night? Could you do this? And the ones that say yes, we're happy for it, and we take a few extra reservations. But you're right. You can't grow the economy if these businesses can't open. The guys that are closed now Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, we're not going to grow an economy because they can only afford to be open. Our staff for 4 days a week.
Glenn Holly, thanks, my man. You're the best. Thank you.
Absolutely. Keep it on, Amari.
It's a disaster. A disaster.